Welcome to Elmhurst CRC's Daily Dose of the Word of God. It's Tuesday, March 12th, the season of Lent, and we're walking with Jesus. Luke 18, 18 through 22, The Rich and the Kingdom of God. A certain ruler asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "Why do you call me good?" Jesus answered. "No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not murder. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony. Honor your father and mother." "All these I have kept since I was a boy," he said. When Jesus heard this, he said to him, "You still lack one thing. Sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Sounds like a great question from a man that seemingly cared about God and righteous ways. He realized that Jesus was someone special. He lived his whole life obeying the commandments. Yet Jesus didn't respond with a, "Well done, you're all set for eternal life." Jesus saw this man's heart and knew of his human lacking. For this man, it was his wealth. He wasn't told to give his tithe, but to sell everything and give to the poor. Sounds a bit extreme and unrealistic, doesn't it? And then I remembered what Jesus told his disciples in Luke 9:23. "If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." Jesus is looking for full commitments, radical transformation, and heart changes. For this rich ruler, it looked like giving up his possessions. For you, it might look different. His desire is that we follow him, however he calls us. The good news is Jesus doesn't just leave us to figure this out for ourselves, but sends us the Advocate, Counselor, the Holy Spirit to help us, because we, like this rich ruler, can't do these things alone. Let's pray. Dear Lord our God, you are the provider, creator, good father, and deliverer. You are all we ever need. Thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, that we may be seen as righteous through his blood. I pray that your Holy Spirit will bring to light in each one of us what we are clinging to in this world. I pray with your help, we can truly follow you in all of our days. In Christ's name alone, amen.